Okay, all right. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's go. It's Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Hi, welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Super quick look at all the top headlines. As you start your day, you feel like you know what's going on. And it just takes you 10 minutes, the easiest way to get caught up. Are you ready? Let's go. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Tariffs are the top story everywhere right now. We've got a trade war on our hands. It came out Friday that President Trump is imposing a 25% tariff on Canadian and Mexican goods and a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, the top three U.S. trade partners. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that if President Trump moves forward with that, Canada is readying a, quote, forceful and immediate response, and he followed through. He announced that Canada is also imposing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods. Trump did say there would be no tariffs for Canada if they become our 51st state. Mexico's president also announced retaliatory tariffs on us. And Chinese authorities have said they'll file a legal case against the U.S. with the World Trade Organization. They vowed countermeasures. We'll see what that looks like and how this will impact prices on everyday items. Let's go! All right, okay, on to sports. First, this one broke Sunday morning and really blew up the basketball world. The Dallas Mavericks have agreed to trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers in exchange for Anthony Davis. There's more to it than that. More players involved, future first-round picks. The Utah Jazz are involved, but that is the headline. Luka Doncic to the Lakers. It's being called one of the most substantial and stunning trades in NBA history. Luka shared a message for the Dallas fans online yesterday, a goodbye. I will post that in our Instagram stories if you want to see it, at First Thing Pod. It's not totally clear when he'll play his first game with his new team, but it could come as early as this Saturday. And he's scheduled to play his former team, the Mavericks, on the 25th. That game is going to get a ton of attention. In NFL news, the Pro Bowl wrapped up yesterday, and for the third straight year, the NFC won it all. They dominated the flag football game. They also won the great football race and tug of war. Final score, 76-63. Eli Manning's NFC squad beat his brother Peyton's AFC squad. And with that, we are on to the Super Bowl. We are 6 days away. Prop bets are open. You can bet on standard things like the coin toss, the Gatorade color, and the length of the national anthem. But there's also a whole bunch of Taylor Swift-themed bets as well. How many times will she be shown live? Will she appear on stage with Kendrick Lamar? Probably not. And will Travis propose to her after the game? Those are all real things that people are betting on. On to some entertainment headlines. This morning, Justin Baldoni and his team have launched that website they've been talking about. They said they were going to release everything related to his ongoing battle with Blake Lively to be fully transparent. But for now, there are only a couple things up there. Thelawsuitinfo.com, that's the website. Attorneys for the two sides are due in court today for the first hearing on this feud. Diddy was reportedly admitted to a New York hospital over the weekend. I guess his knee was bothering him, so he had to go get an MRI. Diddy continues to await his trial. Well, we've got some baby news this morning. Milo Ventimiglia and his wife, Jara Mariano, just had a baby, a little girl, their first. And this comes just a couple weeks after they lost their house in Malibu due to those fires. Some good news for him after that. Also, Lily Collins, that's Emily in Paris, she and her husband, Charlie, just welcomed their first baby via surrogate. Tove Jane is the baby's name. Congratulations. Lastly, Pete Davidson is in the news. He just gave an update on his tattoo removal. He said he spent around $200,000 on the process of getting rid of them. He had around 200 tattoos. He's only going to keep two or three of them. And he said that getting sober made him want to get rid of them. Moving on to movie and TV news. Every Monday, we take a quick look at the box office. And Dog Man was number one over the weekend. We contributed to that. We saw Dog Man Friday night. It brought in over $35 million. That's the second biggest opening for a January animated movie of all time. The sci-fi horror movie Companion came in second, and Mufasa was third. I've got a trailer up in the Instagram stories this morning for a new movie called Locked. Bill Skarsgård breaks into the wrong car. The voice of Anthony Hopkins locks him in and basically tortures him. Looks crazy. At First Thing Pod, see that trailer, and the movie will be out in March. Another trailer we're getting soon. We don't have it yet, but it's coming. The Fantastic Four. one of the most anticipated movies of the year. Sounds like it's coming tomorrow. We're going to get our first look. In TV news, the Netflix show The Sandman is ending after season two. Season two is expected later this year, and that'll be the end of it. The creator of the show, Neil Gaiman, was recently hit with some sexual assault allegations, so the show ending is most likely related to that. Lastly, a few things on TV tonight. The Voice is back. The premiere of season 27. Adam Levine, John Legend, Kelsey Ballerini, and Michael Bublé are the coaches. That's on NBC tonight. Fox has the series finale of 911 Lone Star. That's over after tonight. And the CW has the seventh season premiere of the show All American. Okay, on to music. The Grammys were handed out last night. First off, the show raised over $7 million for LA wildfire relief. They also paid tribute to firefighters. That was a big part of the show. As for the awards, the headlines this morning are all about Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar. They cleaned up. First, Taylor Swift gave out the award for Best Country Album, and Beyonce won that. Cowboy Carter, Taylor and Beyonce shared a stage. That was a big one in the country world, her winning that. But that's not it. Beyonce also won Album of the Year, her first ever win in that category. She is now the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy history. Big night for Beyonce. Kendrick Lamar won 5 awards. Not Like Us won Song of the Year and Record of the Year. That's a bad night for Drake. And Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. While she was up there, she gave a speech about record labels not giving healthcare and livable wages to new artists. Also, some of the performances getting a lot of attention. I loved when all the Best New Artist nominees all performed kind of back to back to back to back. That was cool. Although Benson Boone quickly went viral for adjusting himself. His outfit was tight. Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars performed together. Very cool moment. They sang the Mamas and the Papas song California Dreamin', tribute to California. And The Weeknd, who previously had beef with the Grammys, he showed up at the end for a surprise performance. I'll link some videos if you want to see him at First Thing Pod. It was a good night. Also I'll mention this. Kanye West was there. He did a lot of controversial tweeting over the weekend. He also revealed that the only person he follows on Instagram is Taylor Swift for some reason. And then he showed up to the Grammys with his wife, Bianca, who appeared completely naked on the red carpet. I think it was like a see-through dress or something. But then they left. There are reports that the cops escorted them out after that, but other reports say they left on their own, but they did not stay for the show. In other music news, a couple big tours to mention. First, The Weeknd. He released that new album of his on Friday and promptly announced a big stadium tour. He's going to have Playboi Carti out with him. It starts in May in Phoenix and ends in September in San Antonio. And Beyonce, she made the announcement on Instagram on Saturday. The Cowboy Carter tour, it's finally happening. She did not release dates, but Beyonce is hitting the road. Some additional headlines here on this Monday morning. First, real quick, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and I don't know if you believe that a groundhog can predict weather patterns, but according to Punxsutawney Phil, we're getting 6 more weeks of winter. Boo, Phil. Over 40,000 people gathered to see him. And yeah, he saw his shadow, so that means no early spring. I should add, he is only right 35% of the time. A coin flip is more accurate, so take it with a grain of salt. Also, it was Phil's first Groundhog Day as a dad. He and his wife Phyllis had 2 little baby groundhogs back in March. I can't stay mad at him. Another top story at the moment has to do with all of the airplane issues we've been having lately. Of course, there was the devastating crash in Washington, D.C. last week. And sadly, a crash in Philadelphia is also a part of the conversation now. It was an air ambulance with 6 people on board that crashed Friday night. Including the people on the ground, 7 people lost their lives in that one and 19 more were injured. And then yesterday, a United Airlines flight taken off from Houston was evacuated after catching fire. The FAA is investigating, but there has been a lot of this. Back to politics for a second. The Trump administration is getting a lot of attention for this. They ordered all federal employees to remove pronouns from their email signatures. They had until Friday at 5 p.m. to comply. This is a part of their mission to crack down on DEI practices within the federal government. DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. This is good news. The FDA just approved a non-opioid painkiller. Opioid addiction is an enormous problem in America, has been for years. The company behind this new drug, Vertex, is the first in decades to get approval for a new type of pain medicine. And that, my friends, brings us to the end. I always end the show with something positive, some good news. There's a lot of good stuff out there. People just like to focus on the bad, but I like this one. There are a lot of elements here. This guy named Paul was driving from Arizona to LA to donate supplies to fire victims. Nice move, Paul. Love that. But while he was on his way, he got a call that someone found his dog. His dog, Damien. His dog went missing 8 years ago. 8 years. At the time, Paul was in the middle of a move, and this dog slipped off his leash in Oklahoma. Paul spent a week looking for me. He camped out in Oklahoma, spent a week there. Ultimately, sadly, he had to give up the search. And now a woman in Oklahoma nearly hit this dog with her car. She took it to a vet. They scanned the microchip, and they called Paul. He couldn't believe it. He went straight to Oklahoma, and he was reunited with Damien. It's incredible. 8 years. Can you imagine getting that phone call after 8 years? I love it. And the show is over now. All right. Hope you had a great weekend. Thank you for being here. Here's to a great week, the first full week of February. Let's go. I'm back tomorrow to do this all again, another rundown of everything. We'll talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.